a big sports weekend across the NBA, the NFL, and beyond, here to help us sort through the sports fantasticalness. If that's even a word.
It's not.
Well, it was a big sports week, and I had to reach Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor, is on the line. Ibrahim, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thank you. Look, we got to start with the NBA because the lockout has ended. NBA was back online last night. There were five games. What was the most notable for you? Was it the Miami Heat? What were you watching last night?
I watched all of them, which means essentially I spent about 12 and a half hours watching basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
which kind of calls into question your sanity, Ibrahim. Yes, I agree. I think the Miami Heat yesterday proved that they are what we were so afraid that they might become. All three players, Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James, are playing in a beautiful fashion. So if you want to see beautiful basketball this year, that team is going to be playing amazing basketball.
And is it the kind of thing that's going to last, or is it out of the gates early for them? You see staying power with Miami.
Well, you know, this season, because it was such a short training camp, a lot of teams that already had pieces or that were just adding small pieces to already existing nucleuses, those are the teams that are going to do well. And that's what you saw yesterday with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They had a victory as well. They looked really sharp. They looked scary as well.
Ibrahim, fans here in New York want to think that the Knicks beating Boston, which is something that didn't happen once last year, is turning a page. Is it for the Knicks, or is just a fast out of the gates for them?
You can argue that it was an ugly game. Carmelo Anthony had to score 17 points in the fourth quarter, but they came out with a two-point victory. But you can argue that emotionally and psychologically, the Knicks needed that win more than anybody else that was playing yesterday, and they got it.
Ibrahim, how are you feeling as a basketball fan after the lockout? It's happened in baseball. It's happened in football. Fans get so soured, especially in baseball, after the couple of strikes. You're an NBA fan. Do you have faith in the league, or are you soured on this now?
Yesterday, we got a really fresh look at the NBA's new marketing strategy, and I feel like they're going to bombard us with these stories of all these young players. So part of me is starting to really notice the commercialization of the game in a way that I didn't notice it last year. I'm really looking forward to great basketball. I think that the NBA has an amazing array of stars. So it's going to be a great year, and that's really what I'm focused on.
Wait, before you wrap up, I always talk about the NBA is fine, but there was some other earth-shattering news over the weekend, Ibrahim.
Uh-oh. I think I know where this is going.
I mean, come on. The headline today, Monday, December 26th, Lions in the playoffs.
Are you talking about the fact that the Lions haven't been there since 1999, and now all of a sudden the Lions are in the playoffs?
The Lions are in the playoffs. Over. We can all go home. That's the news for the day.
And who are the Lions going to lose to? I mean, play in
Wait,
the first round?
What?
Well, that has yet to be determined. But I think now that we know that Green Bay has the home field advantage and they have the bye in the first round of the playoffs, they're the number one seed because they beat the Bears last night. We'll see who the Lions play, but the Lions have a good chance to beat anybody because they have a great quarterback and they have some great receivers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers threw five touchdowns last night. Hey, Ibrahim, before we go quickly, what's your top story for 2011? What's the big one for you, sports story?
I think the biggest one is there's two sad ones in a sense. I think the number one top story is all the sex abuse scandals that rocked all different sports this year. It really opens up our eyes to the horror behind the closed doors.
And the second?
And then the second one is really the concussion story that happened in the NFL and in the NHL that really is shaking our understanding of how the games are played.
And how people react to them and whether they can keep their health playing these hard-hitting games. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor, helping us wrap up 2011 and looking to 2012. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.